our hard work in this country. I can tell you, my brother, Ebola now, the cases going down on a daily basis, like the way how the cases was coming for the month of August, let's say from July, August to September. I can tell you, for first in the morning to find the next day, we used to hop it throughout the day and the night. But now I can tell you, it's not like that again. Sometimes this time we receive only 2-3 calls a day, so not 4 calls, and that's all.
What do you think is responsible for that? Could it be that the country is being healed of Ebola?
I tell God thank you, in the first place, with the help of the international community and through the Liberian government, for me, I was a private entity, which is the District 13 First Responder Team, headed by Honorable Sir Joseph. And I can tell you now, one of the best ambulance service in this country. But all I can say is that, you know, God comforts in everything. Because in Liberia, you know, I can tell you, anywhere you go, people talk about us, the First Responder Team. And when we work, we put our neck, we raise our lives. This will help our citizens. I'm telling you, to get the sick people from the various community to the treatment center. I can tell you, my brother, the work that I'm doing for Liberian people, that only God will pay me. But I'm telling you, make an opinion. I know the kind of risks that in this identical job. Since the outbreak of Ebola in Liberia, I've been on the front line. And what a hard working ambulance thing. Responder 1, responder 2, all over the country. And I can tell you now, tomorrow morning, I'll be on my way to Grand Cayman County for another suspected cases, which is, I think, about 6 persons. I'll be going for 6 persons in Grand Cayman County.
That is very interesting, Mr. Brapley. As you said, the kind of job you've been doing for your country, nobody can pay you except God. I'm wondering, and I'm sure many people are, how are you protecting yourself?
For that question. While protecting myself, I always put God first. And even when I'm on the ambulance as a driver, when I'm picking up a case, I get my full gear on from head to toe. I'm all overdressed. And our team, we are well trained to this identical virus. And for me, I can tell you, my dear, I'm in line with every protective, you know, let's say the rules. Because in the first place, I've come across so many cases. People thought that I was going to, you know, come down with virus because I'm an ambulance driver in this country and chief driver again for my service. But on a daily basis, they see me moving strong. I'm healthy. Even the chemical that we use, we spray ourselves. Everything. But for me, I don't think it can help. But only God in heaven can help us